USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, former and current employees now say that more than 2 years before a Chesapeake, Virginia Walmart supervisor shot up the store's break room, executives investigated employee workplace complaints against him. Last month, the man killed 6 co-workers and left 4 others injured before fatally shooting himself. 2 lawsuits have been brought against the company by employees who survived the attack, alleging the company mishandled the man's pattern of disturbing workplace behavior. The founder of bankrupt cryptocurrency company FTX is agreeing to testify before House lawmakers next week. Sam Bankman-Fried vowed to be helpful and talk about what he can. However, he said he still can't get a hold of much of his own personal or professional data. As for the Senate, change is in the air.
Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is changing her party affiliation to independent and leaving the Democrat Party. Sinema tells CNN she's not digging the bipartisan vibe dictating the nation's capital.
Just don't feel like we fit neatly into one party's box or the other. And so, like many across the state and the nation, I've decided to leave that partisan process and really just focus on the work that I think matters to Arizona and to our country.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Congress released its much-anticipated report on the Washington Commanders and the organization's alleged toxic workplace culture. The 79-page report concluded that Dan Snyder interfered with the NFL's investigation into his organization, that the NFL was aware of the interference and did nothing to stop it. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With the case turning cold in Moscow, Idaho, of the murder of 4 of its students off campus, the FBI has taken over.
The police tip line for the Idaho College murders is now being routed to the FBI. Police in the town of Moscow had set up a tip line for information about last month's unsolved murder of 4 University of Idaho students. Police Chief James Fry said on YouTube Thursday the tip line will now go to an FBI call center because they're receiving many tips that the call center can categorize and send back to investigators. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Producer Price Index, a measure of what companies get for their products in the pipeline, increased by 7.4% from a year ago. A 38% surge in wholesale vegetable prices has helped push the food index up by 3.3%, offsetting an identical 3.3% decline in energy costs. Markets will now turn their attention to the Consumer Price Index, which is due out Tuesday morning. Thursday night football took a surprising turn as Heisman Trophy winner and number one overall draft pick Baker Mayfield, who joined the LA Rams just 2 days prior, led his new team to a victory by throwing a touchdown in the last minute of regulation. For USA Radio News, this is Victoria Idoni.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.